This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Welcome to the program. I'm Mary Goulet, your host with Richard Otey and Wade.
Hello.
Hello, guys. So Steve is, I just saw a photo on Facebook that he and Xavier are doing, going camping. He's actually going off the grid.
Oh, for four days. That's going to be interesting.
So off the grid, number one, and number two, in the dirt.
And he's like in the middle of a launch right now, too.
I think it just ended.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday.
It did. So, So in some ways, this could be the perfect thing. The question is,
how is he going to be changed when he gets back?
How's he handling it? Is he gone? What's going on with it?
Yeah.
You know, what are the emails coming in? That's funny.
Yeah, because this is a city boy in Chicago now camping somewhere, Lord knows where.
Is he embracing the freedom or, you know, the openness, or is he freaked out because all of his boundaries aren't around him anymore?
Yeah.
Where did he drive to?
He had to drive to Long Beach, and then I don't know where they went from there.
So they're camping here in Southern California.
I guess.
Maybe up on Mammoth or something.
Oh, so he had to drive through L.A. traffic?
Yeah, but he... Yes.
Ugh.
And we'll see how that went.
So he got some nice stress right before.
Well, and it's funny because I'm watching the dogs, who are adorable. And yesterday, I'm like, in the morning, like 11 o'clock, I'm like, dude, what's your thing? I've got things to do today. When do you want to drop the dogs off? I said, I'm going to be here till 4:30, and then after that, I'm out, and I'll be back around 7. He goes, oh, I want to miss the traffic, so I'm going to head up right now. Yeah, and it was smart because we have the races.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it is a parking lot at certain times of the day when you'd think there would not be traffic. So he made a wise choice.
Yeah, that's a... Well, good for him. He's going to get to enjoy it. That drive, that traffic right before, hopefully that...
And then decompress.
And then release it.
Yeah. Speaking of traffic.
Yeah.
Driving in traffic.
Okay, so...
You got a cool little thing here.
I do. I'm very excited. I just picked these up this morning. So my brother drives 37 miles each way to work every day.
Ugh.
Right? So he's seen it all. He's seen the rage. He's seen people flipping others off. He's seen people being cut off. He's been cut off. You know, there's drama when you're on the road. So one day he said he was driving, and the car in front of him had a little sticker that said, hello. And he's like, it was the strangest thing. It completely changed my attitude about driving. There was no hostility coming
I just almost lost my marbles just now. I had such a Forrest Gump moment. That whole, you know, shit happens thing or whatever. When he's like, oh, when the guy's running.
Cherries.
Yeah, no, I mean, just this moment. Like, all those things, like, when the guy, when he's running and then he steps in shit and then it makes you think and then he has the smiley face. Don't you remember all those things in Forrest Gump? You know, like those life changing moments that he was going through when he's doing his run thing.
But they seem so random.
They seem random. Like, oh, that's how the shit happens bumper sticker, you know, or that's how the smiley face was invented.
Yes,
or,
that's right.
Oh, this Apple company, you know, or this farm, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But it just made me. And then so here's your brother has this hello moment in the madness. Very Forrest Gump-like.
Just a little sticker that said hello. And
well,
he's like,
I have always joked, said, traffic will either make you be more of an animal or a saint. It will drive you one direction or another.
Yes. And you know my saying is, stay calm, be kind, have patience, all good. And when I'm driving with my daughters, they're like, why didn't you go for that light? Or why did you? And I've been, you know what? It's a couple of seconds. Just let the person go ahead of you. It's no big deal. So Peter came up with like 20 sayings or more that just are nice comments. And instead of political statements or, I don't know, you're driving too slow. If you can read this, you're too clear. What are silly ones? He wanted to have something that was more uplifting. So his first run is kindness is contagious, and a little smiley face. And I brought one in for you, Wade, and one for you, Rich.
Thank you.
And then he has a Facebook page called One Driver at a Time, and it's the number one. So he wants people to put these on their cars, take a picture, and send it to us, and hopefully start getting stories of somebody saying something nice to you or a different experience you might have on the road or in a parking lot because they saw your bumper sticker. And so he has a website, onedriveratatime.com. And he has a Shopify, yeah, that's how you say it, account that you can buy your sticker. And he shipped them off to my sister in San Antonio. I'm shipping them to Minnesota and Iowa and just sending them around to friends just to see if we can get a little movement, a happy movement.
Yes.
No, it's cool.
And much needed here. I always joke, other places in the world have hurricanes and blizzards. We have traffic. That's our natural, disaster we have to deal with.
Oh, wait. What do you mean? We have earthquakes all the time.
No, we don't.
Shh.
Oh.
Yeah, you don't want to move here. It's really dangerous.
Oh, yeah, right?
Every day, this place shakes like crazy.
yes.
Now, and then I wanted to throw out just this phrase, because people get frustrated about being in traffic. If you're sitting in traffic complaining about traffic, you are the traffic.
You know, that's a good point, because I sometimes think about that. If I'm impatient and somebody, like this morning, somebody didn't know where they were really going, so they kept like, am I going to turn here? And then they were slowing down, and then they'd speed up a little bit. And I'm like, dude, make up your mind. Are you going to move over and make your decision? And then I thought, well, wait a minute. I've been in that situation. I'm a realtor. We're always driving like knuckleheads. We're always like stopping to look at the house. Is that the house? Or, oh, nope, it's that one up there. We're the worst.
Right. So just extend that back, right? The old golden rule kind of thing. And that's what this bumper sticker kind of reflects.
Yeah. Like so
on the site, only because I don't have my computer in front of me right now, when someone logs in, or excuse me, not logs in, goes to the page, types in the URL, is he going to treat it like that sounds very Facebook-y too. Like,
yeah.
He should probably get that Facebook going.
He has it going.
Because it's more already. like you could do stuff with this, but there's only so much probably you do there, whereas you could really easy get people to comparatively share it on Facebook and do things.
Yeah, so we're going to start priming it, because I'm going to put it on my car. And he has a little story on Facebook and on the website that kind of explains...
Oh, stick to the hello story.
It is. That's it.
Okay, good.
He goes, one day during my typical commute, I fell behind a car and noticed a sign on the back window, a message that caught my eye and made an impact on me.
He's got to do a video.
A simple word, hello.
He can reenact it.
How?
Just to get a hello sticker. But like, you can do it. Like, I'll help you with that.
Yeah, that
but
would
either
be cool.
way, I mean, he doesn't have to do the whole thing reenacted. We'll talk about that later. But at bare minimum, he should do a video saying that same story. Like, keep it in written too.
Yeah.
But get on your show and do an audio.
Yes.
So then he'll have an audio.
And he'll have this
video,
one.
Video, and then he'll have written text.
Well, and I want him to do a YouTube, like, how do you apply the sticker to make it look nice and clean on the back window? And when you look through the rear view window of your car while you're sitting in it, it somehow reverses so you can read it.
Oh, wow.
It's weird. I don't know how that makes sense.
And, like you'd mentioned, you're talking about getting people to take pictures. I love the idea of put it on your car, take a picture of you standing next to it, and here's our reminder that in that car on the freeway is another human being. It's not a car. It's a person in a car. And just to help people recognize and acknowledge that.
And a PSA announcement, please pull over to the side of the road before taking any pictures. Get out of the lanes of traffic.
Yes. Try your driveway.
Yes. Don't get out of your car on the freeway.
Yeah, right. So anyway, I think it's a really cool movement, and we're just going to see how it rolls out,
And let me also share, since we have half a moment, I want to give everybody a superpower. And it's the ability to destroy traffic jams. And the way you get the ability to destroy traffic jams is give space in front of you sufficient that when traffic slows, you don't have to come to a complete stop. What creates a traffic jam is when you're in the traffic and you hit your brake and you come to a complete stop. There's a huge ripple. If you can give enough space in front of you so you merely slow down and never have to come to that complete stop, it will unleash the traffic jam behind you.
And here's another crazy one too. When things are happening on the other side of the road, it's not a traffic jam, it's an attention jam. Get your eyes on your side of the road.
Yeah, rubbernecking, trying to see what's going on.
Oh yeah, it's ridiculous. Like that's the craziest, right? Every time, especially if anything's dented and mangled. Oh man.
Well, and I see that a lot on the 5. Coming from here.
How many, speaking of, just real quick, because I know we only got a couple. I know that that merge right there is the most lanes in a row in the United States at one point.
805-5?
Where the 805-5, but that because of all the interesting connections that has, even though we're only saying 2 freeways.
Right.
It's like 18 freaking things at its widest spot. It's like 18 lanes or some crazy number.
Holy cow.
And then when you get to Delmar Heights Row, it comes to a halt.
Anyway, there's a bunch of bumper stickers.
Okay, so put them on the- check it out, guys. OneDriverAtATime.com and the number one driveratatime.com. He also has Facebook. Just search it, One Driver at a Time. Has Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. And we're going to get some, just go read a story on his website. It's very cool. It's also on Facebook. And if you want a sticker, spread the love, people. Let's get it out there for everybody so we have nice, calm, kind people on the road surrounding us. Okay, you've been listening to Reinvention Radio. We'll be right back.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com. One person has the power to change the world, impact millions of lives, and leave a legacy for lifetimes to come. That person is you. In the New York Times bestseller, What Is Your What?, Steve Ulscher, award-winning author and founder of the Reinvention Workshop, reveals his proven process that has helped thousands of men and women discover, share, and monetize the one thing they were born to do. Grab your free copy now at www.whatisyourwhat.com/free. That's www.whatisyourwhat.com/free.